This recording, New Jersey 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I can't say, like, in particular, I have a favorite 4th of July, but just as a kid, my pool club always had, like, a big 4th of July festival, and there was rock climbing and, like, bouncy houses and, like a petting zoo and, like, snow cones, so... Like, any of the times, like, when I was young and we would always go, it was, like, a huge day for the pool. And they would always do, like, this thing where they would put, like, coins. And if your coin had, like, a paint mark on it, you got, like, a popsicle or, like, whatever. So it was always, just, like, anytime we went to the pool club was, like, the best 4th of July. And then we would always go and see fireworks at Nomahegan Park, which was, like, so much fun. Well, I used to, like, I don't know. I guess I would always have these, like, dreams about zombies. And, like, they used to scare me a lot. And I guess they don't anymore. Like, most recently, I had a dream where, like this was the scariest dream I've had most recently, and it was, like, really scary because it felt real, but I, like, woke up, and first, like, in my dream, I woke up, and I was in my bed, and, like, for some reason, I was scared, but I didn't know why, and I was, like, freaking out, and I, like, ran into my living room, and, like, my roommate was there, and I was, like, telling her, like, we need to turn all the lights on, we need to, like, do this, this, and this, and I, like, in my dream, I was, like, so panicked, and, like, when I woke up, I was, like, wait, should I be worried, like, in real life? And that was the most recent scary dream, but I'm sure I've had scarier. Obviously, like, I would want to go to Vegas. Just kidding. My dream vacation, I think it would be really cool to go to, obviously, like, I don't want to be like a stereotype, but like, I want to go like to Paris just because I speak French and I feel like it would be like a waste because I spent so long learning French. Like, it would be such a waste if I didn't go somewhere where I would need to use it. So I think that would be, like, really cool. Also, like, I love food and stuff. So, like, obviously I would want to do, like, some of the touristy stuff, like, see the art museums and see the sites. But, like, I just think it'd be really cool to, like, find some, like, hidden gem restaurants and boutiques and, like, just some, like, cool places, like, some bars and stuff. That would be, like, kind of fun. And, like, maybe, like, do, like, rent an apartment, like, live like a local for a little bit. Like, I just think that would be really fun. Okay, so... the most recent movie that I've seen and enjoyed was Dear Zindagi, and it's this really great Bollywood film, and it's just about learning to love life and that it's okay to see a therapist if you need it, and like sometimes your ex gets engaged to his ex and like you can be sad, but like don't let it bother you, and like sometimes like the path that's like makes you like suffer like isn't the right path. We just think we have to suffer to like, you know, like, to do great things. Like, sometimes it's just not right.